Migration remains a challenge to those countries like Malta, who are geographically placed on major migration routes and exposed to the risk of a sudden and disproportionate migratory influx. In the past 5 years, over 8,700 migrants arrived irregularly by sea, thus placing the country under disproportionate migratory pressure, given its small size and population. Indeed, between 2018 and 2021, Malta featured amongst the top three EU member states in terms of asylum applications per capita. Whilst irregular arrivals in Malta have declined in the past 2 years, Malta remains concerned with the increase in irregular migratory flows in the Mediterranean, particularly via the Central Mediterranean route, where a 62% overall increase in irregular crossings compared to the previous year have been registered. Government has remained committed to upholding its universal human rights obligations. Indeed, Malta has never turned a blind eye to the rescue of persons in distress at sea inside its area of responsibility. On a daily basis, the competent Maltese authority investigates, assesses, prioritizes, and acts on distress calls in full respect of and in accordance with relevant instruments of international law, including the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and applicable provisions contained within the 1979 Maritime SAR Convention. Additionally, government has embarked on a transformative journey in asylum and migration management, leading to significant improvements through increased financial allocations and human resources, newly enacted laws and policies. This has led to significant and commendable improvements in the welfare, protection, and living conditions of migrants. Moreover, the competent authorities have actively engaged in implementing recommendations and addressing findings by relevant monitoring and audit bodies active in the field, both at national and European level. Amongst the improvements that have been registered as a result of the government's commitment are enhanced reception and living conditions in accommodation facilities, a significant reduction in the backlog of asylum applications, enhanced pre-integration and integration measures, and increased return and reintegration opportunities. At all reception facilities, substantial infrastructural projects were completed and others are ongoing, primarily to ensure secure, humane and hygienic living quarters. A new care-oriented policy has been adopted in both closed and open centers, comprising of further training and specialization of staff, the setting up of a vulnerability assessment team within AWAS, tasked with ensuring tailor-made and personalized care programs for vulnerable asylum seekers, including minors and victims of gender-based violence, amongst others. Increased information provision to migrants and asylum seekers, provision of material aid such as welcome packs and day-to-day hygiene products and facilities, a more efficient legal guardianship system centered on the best interests of the child, regular pre-integration measures, and leisure activities. In addition, the government has also increased the provision of health-related services, including mental health, to migrants in closed centers through the establishment of a migrant health center, providing primary health care in closed facilities on par with those offered in any government clinic around the island. Evidence of these improvements is apparent in the preliminary observations presented by the delegation of the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture and Inhumane or Degrading Treatment or Punishment after their periodic visit during the last quarter of 2023. The International Protection Agency, tasked with receiving, examining, and taking decisions on applications for international protection, has implemented a number of changes aimed at improving the asylum system in Malta. These include reducing the bureaucracy and streamlining the asylum procedure by removing the application of certain processes, updating of existing templates to ensure that all necessary information is being collected and that each and every decision issued by the agency is properly articulated and legally and factually correct, establishing a quality control mechanism and a quality control unit, and significantly beefing up its information provision material through the creation of dedicated info sheets, detailed booklets on the asylum procedure, and three videos with information on the asylum procedure. The government has also registered significant improvements in return management, notably through the setting up of a returns unit in 2021, which focuses on the provision of voluntary return services and complements the continuous efforts by the immigration police in effecting safe, humane, and dignified return to the country of origin, while ensuring that return is sustainable and benefits the development of local communities in third countries through adequate reintegration support. These developments were made possible through joint coordination amongst national stakeholders, as well as through cooperation with the European Union Agency for Asylum and Frontex, that have assisted national authorities in beefing up their capacity and improving the overall asylum and return systems. These developments underscore the steadfast commitment of the Maltese government to maintaining humane reception conditions and a high level of protection of asylum seekers. It reflects the unwavering dedication to meeting human rights obligations of migrants residing on Maltese territory while implementing a just migration system. Thank you.
Thank you.